an angry prelude to an international summit. Chilean protesters attacking the familiar symbols of America and of globalization. The security forces have hit back hard here. They've made dozens of arrests. It's all part of a massive clampdown before the president and the prime ministers start rolling into town. But for the most part, the protests have been peaceful and diverse, about the war in Iraq, free trade, and the belief that summits like this one do nothing to even the gap between rich and poor.
It's like just another form of colonialism. Free trade only means that USA is going to get richer and we're going to get poorer. It's always been like that.
George Bush will be here in just a few hours' time. It's his first foreign trip since winning re-election. This huge crowd has turned out to give him a simple message that he's not welcome.
He represents a very dangerous thing for all the world.
What is that?
War.
In all, 21 leaders from the Pacific Rim are gathering here. China looking to carve out a strategic role to match its surging economy. America hoping to convince the region that its focus extends beyond the Middle East. Nuclear terrorism, North Korea, and free trade are all on the agenda here. Expect plenty of backroom haggling and maybe a little progress. Andrew Harding, BBC News, Santiago.